there's nothing for the government to be backslapping about. We've nearly 300,000 people unemployed. 60% of them are long-term unemployed, and there's very few mothers or fathers across Donegal and other counties who either don't know of one of their sons or daughters who have immigrated or contemplating immigration, or one of their friends have already done so. So there's a lot of work to be done, and unfortunately, I think when you dig deep into the bowels of these jobs, what you'll find is that the likes of our county in Donegal are usually the last to get the benefits, like we were in the Celtic Tiger. And I think any upswing in jobs isn't being felt back home in Donegal, and it's something we need to ensure that there's proper investment so that we reap any benefit of an upswing if it's to come about.
So these latest figures that show that 1,000 jobs a week were created in the year to the end of September, they don't paint the full picture.
No, look, they definitely don't pay the full picture. You know, you talk about young people, there are 3,200 more young people under the age of 24 in work than last year. However, there's 10,000 less in the labour market over the same period. You know, these figures also include the 5,000 people that are on Job Bridge and other schemes as well. The government count them as if they're in jobs, but we know that's internship that they're doing. But that being said, there has been jobs created in society, and I think that's to be welcomed.